Trash or federal record, important or trivial, secret or sensitive. Lots of even experienced employees can get confused about how to characterize and retain federal documents and information. A rule that came out last fall covers a big but sometimes confusing class of information known as CUI. Joining me with what it is and what to do with it, Dr. Pat Viscuso, Associate Director at the Information Security Oversight Office at the National Archives and Records Administration. Pat, good to have you on.
It's great to be here.
Tell us, what is CUI in the first place? This seems to be a burgeoning area for federal agencies.
Well, CUI, Controlled Unclassified Information, is unclassified information that requires safeguarding or dissemination controls. And it's pursuant to a federal law, regulation, government-wide policy that that excludes agency-specific policies and practices that are not included in one of those authorities that I just mentioned, the law, the federal regulation, and government-wide policy. Now, some of the categories of CUI include federal taxpayer information, for example, personal identifiable information, privacy, which falls under our privacy category, HIPAA-protected information, law enforcement-related information. Now, one common misunderstanding is to identify CUI with classified information, and I'd like to have an opportunity of dispelling that misunderstanding.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, so it differs from classified national security information, which is covered under a separate executive order, Executive Order 13526. And that type of information meets specific criteria in Section 1.1 of that order, I believe, that includes that an original classification authority has classified that information, that its unauthorized disclosure would cause a certain level of damage to the national security, and that it actually falls into one of the categories specifically outlined in the order that governs classified information. Frankly, if you look at it that way, if information is classified, by definition, it can't be controlled unclassified information, or vice versa.
Is it up to each agency to use its discretion on what is controlled and what is uncontrolled, or are there general criteria that apply to, well, you just mentioned a few of them, but it could go beyond that, correct?
Controlled unclassified information, as we said, was information, unclassified information that a law, a regulation, a federal regulation, or a government-wide policy said, protect this, control this. Part of our program was a data call to the entire executive branch in which we asked all agencies to submit to us those categories of CUI that they were controlling on the basis of law, federal regulation, government-wide policy. We received over 2,000 submissions. We evaluated them based on whether they were being controlled on the basis of authorities. And then we racked and stacked them, and we have today a online CUI registry which lists all of the approved categories and subcategories of CUI. So there's about 23 categories of CUI up there right now, and you can go there, and there you'll find the category of CUI. You'll find a description of the information that falls under that category, and links to the exact law, federal regulation, government-wide policy.
And we'll post that link to federalnewsradio.com right when we post this interview.
And that's a major accomplishment, to actually set out the scope of information that the government should be protecting. And it eliminates a lot of waste, because it really defines for the executive branch what it properly protects.
Who in an agency is responsible for CUI, or any one person at all?
We have a governance structure for this program that's been established. So in each agency, there are CUI senior agency officials, and now there are also CUI program managers that interface with us as the CUI executive agent, as now we move out to implement this program. And the program is now going to be implemented in phases. So we estimate it'll take between 3 and 5 years. But first step will be there will be a an effort in each agency to revise its agency policy to be consistent with the new federal regulation that you mentioned before, the one that was issued in the fall that became became effective in November. So the first step will be to revise agency policy. Then you'll want to train your employees based on that agency policy.
We're speaking with Pat Viscuso, the Associate Director at the Information Security Office at the National Archives and Records Administration. So there's a lot of steps agencies have to do. And what about the systems that house this information? What do they have to think about there?
Well, they'll be doing an inventory of the systems which have CUI, and they'll want to be able to make sure that where the CUI is being processed and stored and transmitted, that it meets the standards of the new federal rule, which is at, which leverages the NIST standards and guidelines. And the new federal rule prescribes that CUI must be protected at no less than moderate confidentiality. And those who understand the National Institute of Standard and Technology standards and guidelines will understand precisely what that means. It's a very important point about moderate confidentiality, because, you know, we have to understand that this information, there's a reason for the fact that the law, regulation, and government-wide policy calls for it to be protected. One of the largest breaches of CUI information has had a dramatic effect. I'm speaking of the OPM data breach, which involved 19.7 million individuals that applied for background investigations. It involved their fingerprints, those that had to be fingerprinted for their investigations. It involved their spouses and cohabitants' information. And I can say that the moderate confidentiality safeguards would have addressed some of the problems that led to that breach, particularly the use of multi-factor authentication, which is one of the requirements under this program.
And so because it is at moderate security levels, that means agencies could store this information in FedRAMP-approved cloud providers.
Well, that's a different matter when you start talking about cloud. You have to talk about it in terms of you have the FedRAMP program, which does deal with the requirements for using cloud, but then you have other requirements with regard to cloud as well. So that's a bit of a different sort of discussion that we can have at a different time.
But you need to think about that before you just put it in the cloud.
Absolutely, and certainly we are consistent with FedRAMP requirements. We're consistent with NIST requirements as we move forward with the IT requirements of this program.
And beyond that, are there any physical requirements for facilities or the people touching those systems like there might be with classified?
Yeah, well, authorized holders of CUI must take reasonable precautions to guard against unauthorized disclosure of CUI, including protecting it within what we call a controlled environment, which involves at least one physical barrier to access. However, there are no specific lock or technical requirements for a controlled environment. It can be basically any space or area an authorized holder may deem to have adequate physical or procedural controls to protect against what? That unauthorized disclosure. And certainly, our CUI regulation outlines requirements regarding what to do when you mail or ship CUI, reproduce, or destroy it. There is a built-in flexibility in the CUI program in how to achieve the overall goal of preventing unauthorized access, which is based on the current safeguarding requirements in the executive branch, but it's making them consistent and standard throughout the executive branch, which is an important point of the program.
And what about marking CUI? What do agencies have to do to comply there?
Right now, CUI is marked in various ways throughout the executive branch, according to many systems. And one of the problems in having it marked in various ways is that it leads to misunderstandings with regard to information sharing. And so what we have under the CUI program is one unified and standard system for marking this information. It sets forth how this information should be marked. Now, I want to make a very important point to the audience. The federal members and the non-federal members of your audience should not be marking this information according to the marking schema until the agencies move out on revising their agency policies and training their employees and begin using the markings. So you don't want to have premature implementation. The executive branch is moving out on using these markings over the next 3 to 5 years, and that is the plan.
Pat Viscuso is Associate Director at the Information Security Oversight Office at the National Archives and Records Administration. Thanks so much for clarifying all of that.
It's been my pleasure.
We'll have a link to the rule and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.